The Satanic Temple is yet again going after children. This is an assault on children. And it may sound a little backwards, but you'll see why in just a second here. The Satanic Temple has just put up a billboard targeting North Texas school districts' use of corporal punishment. Now, wait a minute. You're probably wondering, why am I saying that this is somehow an assault against children by the Satanic Temple? You'll see why. So we have the Satanic Temple, who basically is trying to, quote-unquote, protect children from the paddling done by school officials. On Wednesday, it raised a billboard along State Highway 199 in Springtown with this message: never be hit in school again. Exercise your religious rights. Now, wait a minute. These kids are being targeted by the Satanic Temple under this campaign called Protect Children Project. Now, of course, you've got the leader of the Satanic Temple stating that this is they are not joining the Satanic Temple. Or they're not doing this to recruit students, put it that way. But wait a minute, to exercise religious rights, you typically have to have a belief in something. And if the Satanic Temple is going to swoop up children under this Protect Children Project, then wouldn't that align them with the Satanic Temple or the Satanic religion? You see, this is a big twist, if you think about it. Because just a couple months ago, we had the Satanic Temple wanting to keep the remains of aborted babies. I mean, that's just a statement right there. The Satanic Temple wanted to keep the remains of aborted babies. And now somehow they want to protect children. They wanted to keep the remains of the murdered. And now they want to protect children. I don't buy it for a second. Neither should you. Let's keep going. The billboard displays the group's logo, which features a pentagram framing a goat skull. It also highlights a website that invites students to fill out a form that would affirm the inviolability of the human body as one of their deeply held religious beliefs. If a student registers on the site and later faces corporal punishment at school, the Satanic Temple will send a letter to the school board on the student's behalf and even go to court to fight for the student's right to free exercise of religion, said the group spokesman Lucian Greaves. Registering for the website won't make the students members of the Satanic Temple, Greaves said, but it will align them with the group's tenet that a person's body is inviolable and subject only to his or her will. So, how exactly does that make any sense? It doesn't. Because if a student is registered on the Satanic Temple's Protect Children Project website, and they're going to exercise the use of religion, the free exercise of religion, then wouldn't that mean that the child would have to be practicing Satanism? They're going after the children. They're going after the children. The whole reason this has come out is because of a 2012 incident which involved the paddling of two girls in Springtown, which violated the district policy requiring corporal punishment to be carried out by school staff of the same sex. But after the incident, Springtown ISD ended up changing their rules so that students could be punished by school staff of the opposite sex as long as a school employee of the same sex as the student was present. The mother of the two girls in this particular incident gave consent for her daughter, to get a SWAT, but I didn't give consent for him to bruise her daughter, Kathy Watt said, according to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. I don't think a female will raise a bruise because she doesn't have the strength of a male. I think this sends a message to boys that it's okay to hit a girl and it's okay to bruise a girl. That's not right. The Satanic Temple said on its Protect Children Project website that it chose Springtown as the site for its billboard because they routinely hit students, but it offered no other examples besides the 2012 case. This is a direct assault on parental authority and the authority of the school. Have a listen. Texas is one of 15 states that explicitly allows corporal punishment in schools, said former Education Secretary John King in a 2016 letter. More than 28,500 children in Texas received corporal punishment at school in the 2011 through 2012 academic year, according to the most recent data available through the Department of Education. However, many school districts forbid the practice, including Dallas ISD. Headquartered in Massachusetts, the Satanic Temple eschews the supernatural and doesn't actually worship the devil, according to its website. Instead, it presents Satan as a symbol of defiance to authority. The group considers beating children at school to be child abuse. We're not doing this to recruit, Greaves said of the campaign. Hang on, I'm stuck on the last line here. The group considers beating children at school to be child abuse. I'll tell you what child abuse is. It's murdering the unborn. Now, of course, look, there are a lot of different aspects to child abuse. But flat out murder. And then having the Satanic Temple want to keep the frickin' remains. And then turn around and say that they're for the children. That's a flying load of crap. We're not doing this to recruit, Greaves said of the campaign in Springtown. We're doing this to protect children because we think it's a savage and backward practice. I'll tell you what. When you undermine the parental authority in a situation or in a family, you'll end up getting a similar situation, which is what's going on today. We have backward brats. They don't respect their parents at all. What does the Bible say on this matter? The Bible is quite clear on it. There are, of course, special circumstances to where the child must get away. And I'll tell you what's happening. The Satanic Temple is trying to be that escape route. So taking the abused and turning them into Satanists. Because how in the world are they going to use this religious exemption if they're not practicing the religion? Or claiming the religion of Satanism. Instead of the child turning to Christ, the Satanic Temple has placed a billboard and trying to entrap students. Again, how in the world can an organization be for children when they want the remains of aborted babies? On December 19, 2016, a new Texas law will go into effect requiring aborted fetal remains either be buried or cremated. But the Satanic Temple wants to counter that law and says their members are immune because the rule violates their tenets. They issued a statement about the up and coming law set to go into effect on December 19th, Texas requiring aborted fetal remains be either buried or cremated. So the Satanic Temple does not want the murdered child to be buried or cremated. Rather, they want to keep the remains. Now, why on earth would you want to keep that? We know what satanic practice actually looks like. We've exposed a lot of the rituals. Now they want to, quote unquote, protect the children. You got to look right through it. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on. Go Unlimited. Act now and save almost 50% on a yearly membership. Use promo code SUBPRO15. Find out more at christiantruther.com/info.